Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. Again, I am Katie Bateman, the content director at She Can Code. And today we're discussing empowering voices, insights from Thought Machine's female engineering interns. We're going to delve into the dynamic world of engineering through the lens of four remarkable women who have been through Thought Machine's internship program. Welcome, ladies. There are lots of you on here today, so we're very lucky to have all four of you. I have with me Kia, Daphne, Cheng Cheng, and Melissa, and we're going to go around now and give a little bit of context about each of you, if that is okay, to set the scene for our ladies today. Kia, can we start with you? Can you tell us a little bit about you, how you fell into tech, and a bit about your background?
Yes, so I did the Thought Machine Summer Internship Program last summer, and I did my degree in electrical engineering at Imperial College. So my degree was actually electrical information engineering, which is kind of a mix between CS and engineering. So I kind of got to experience a little bit of both in that. So yeah, that's kind of how I fell into tech.
Amazing. Did you always love tech, or is that something encouraged you along the way?
So it's something I kind of got more interested in kind of after GCSEs. So I kind of started doing a bit of stuff with like robotics, which was what influenced me to actually apply for engineering at university. And then I kind of found a love for coding when I actually joined university and started doing a bit more of it.
Amazing. We're going to dip into that a little bit more in a second, into everybody's backgrounds, actually, in a second. Daphne, a little bit about you, please.
Hi. Yeah. So my name's Daphne. I'm 21, born and raised in France, and I did a degree of computer science with management at King's College London. And I wasn't originally drawn to tech. I was just very into math and problem solving. And actually, my mom inspired me to pursue a degree in computer science. She worked for a French tech company called Capgemini. I don't know if you
yes, know. Yes. I've worked with them a lot. They're a brilliant company, Capgemini.
Yeah, they're very nice also. So did the computer science degree. Really loved it. Really liked the feeling of, you know, being part of the future. That made me want to go into tech.
It's lovely to hear that your mum inspired you. That is what we love to hear on this podcast. Women inspiring other women, especially mothers inspiring their daughters. So that's nice. Melissa, yourself.
Hi, yeah, Melissa. I was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and I moved in to London for uni in 2020. I studied computer science at UCL and graduated in 2023. I had an internship at Thought Machine in the summer of 2022, which I really enjoyed. I really loved it. And the reason I wanted to study computer science at uni was that I wasn't into tech at all when I started high school. But then in the first year, my IT teacher kind of wanted me to join the robotics club. And I was like, I don't know any coding. I cannot do that. And she's like, no, you can do it, because like I saw you in the computer science classes and you're really good. You can do it. And she kind of forced me into it. And I really, really enjoyed robotics club. And yeah, so with that, I kind of started trusting myself with that. I kind of started believing in myself. So yeah, I decided to study computer science.
Amazing. That's nice. Yeah, when somebody really pushes you in that area, because so many ladies on here, they have said something similar. I wasn't really drawn to it. And there might have been something about your classes at school that maybe just thought, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. But if somebody really pushes you in that direction and says, you know, why didn't you just give it a try? Thankfully, you fell in love with it. And here you are today. Fabulous. And last but not least, we have Cheng Cheng. Can you tell us a little bit about you?
Okay. Hi, I'm Cheng Cheng and I'm from China. I come to UK for study 2021, and I studied computer science at the University of Nottingham. And I'm also one of the return interns from Thought Machine, and I'm currently working as a back engineer here.
Incredible. So you came all the way from China to study over here. Was there something about that? Did somebody encourage you to come over here and take up a career in technology?
Well, I've been into the career of technology for a long time, because in China, you got a chance to choose your major at a very young age. Like, you can just pursue in the technology field, or you can just do some literature or art. So I've been choosing technology since middle school because I'm really into it. And both my parents are doing the technology-related works, so they also inspired me to pursue my career.
Amazing. Again, another one, generational. That's lovely to hear. Fabulous. And ladies, we have so much to discuss today. So we're going to get right into it. I wanted to ask you all first a little bit about why did you apply for an internship, and why were you looking for an internship that drew you to apply to Thought Machines compared to other internships that were out there?
I was pretty much surrounded with people that were older than me during my second year. So to me, it was like common knowledge that you need to do an internship to gain experience so that later your employers, you know, every employer, every LinkedIn post for a new job asks for experience, and internships are the least you can get as a student, right? So I already knew I needed to do an internship in my second year. I didn't really know at the time return offers were a thing, because I'm from France and I feel like in Paris, it's not so much of a thing, or at least I knew then. So I was more applying for the experience and to kind of broaden my knowledge, get like hands-on on what I've been learning at uni, trying to consolidate like everything I've learned, put things together, learn new tools, and come back at uni, you know, like more motivated because I know more and maybe I will get a bit more advanced for my third year, stuff like that. And actually, I discovered a whole new world, like the workplace and being a software engineer. And yeah, it was really nice, really refreshing.
Yeah. That's nice that you saw the positive things as well, that, you know, a lot of employers really just love you to have some work experience and to pick up all those things in the first place. Did you, out of curiosity, did you find that anyone was against you going for an internship? Was there anybody that was kind of saying, you know what, just go for your first job and, you know, just see what that's like? Or were people really positive and said, you know what, there are so many benefits to an internship, you should go for it?
I think there's not one single soul that told me it was a bad idea or that it would to anything else. Like, a lot of my friends also said, like, you're very brave for spending your summer working, you know, when you're out and about in the sun and everything. But I mean, to me, it's always been very important to get the tools to build your career. So I didn't mind it at all. Also, what attracted me by Thought Machine was that it was a so-called startup. I'm quoting so-called startup because, you know, 500 employees, do you really consider that a startup anymore? But I know that in smaller companies, people have bigger responsibilities, and that was what I was kind of looking for, you know, not having just like a computer and doing those like getting coffees and printing stuff and, you know, like an actual internship where you get a project and, you know, people are actually going to pay attention to you and you have a name. And yeah, that was also something I was looking for that I thought Thought Machine could bring to me.
Yes, amazing. I agree. Instead of shedding paper for your day for somebody and getting a coffee, being at a startup, you really do, it is a baptism of fire. So yeah, you bang on finding a good company like that.
Yeah.
Melissa, yourself, why did you apply for an internship, and were you, what were you looking for when you applied at Thought Machine compared to other internships?
So basically, I agree with Daphne in all terms. In the start of second year, I already decided that I want to do an internship. It wasn't something I hadn't done before. I did it in high school when I was going to like the last year, when I just before starting my last year in high school, I did some like software engineering internships as well. So for me in uni, it was like a must. It's not like a must set by others, but it was a must set by me. So after I decided that I wanted to do an internship, then I started searching the internship opportunities. And for me, I found Top Machine's internship application on LinkedIn. And I really loved the fact that it was not only a fintech company, but also a fintech company that was working on cloud as well. And so we all know that cloud has been a very like high tech, like new like technologies, new thing that has started in the last decade. So I really wanted to explore that area of tech as well. So that was what made me want to actually apply in the first place. And then in the internship, I actually loved the fact that we all got a different project and we got to work on different projects. And then the company and the whole people actually used our project after we left. So that was a really nice thing that Top Machine did. And I know for a fact that not every company like does that. Most of the companies just like give you a project, like it's a coursework and everyone works on the same project, but everyone has a different outcome and it's like, okay, well done, but they don't use it anywhere else. So yeah, I was really happy with Top Machine internship.
Yeah, it sounds like you're given a lot of responsibility to build to work on projects that are actually used, like Daphne said, then yeah. You're not just going for an internship where you haven't really done much, you haven't really learned much, you've barely met anybody in the company, let alone them use your projects at the end. So that's nice. That must be, that must have been quite daunting, but quite.
Yeah, it's actually taught a lot. Like for me, that 10 weeks at Top Machine, I think it taught me more than like the whole year at UCL, probably.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, definite reason there to why you should take an internship. Changing yourself, what drew you to pursue an internship and what drew you to Thought Machines?
Yeah, so when I was studying in the university, so I was doing computer science on my major, but I just feel like the classes that taught by the lecturer are more about the concept. So there's like very limited chance I can put what I've learned at school into practice, except for the maybe two or three big coursework we have every semester. So I really wanted more chance to try what I've learned myself and see how all those theories I've learned from school can be used in real life. So that's why I decided to apply for a summer internship during my second year. So just to get a taste of what a real job feels like.
Yes. Yeah. I suppose as well, just what the workplace feels like. There's politics that you almost have to learn when you go into the workplace and you don't know all of that at university.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even, you know, what you learn at, like you said, that practical side of putting into practice what you actually learn at uni, but even just being in an office and navigating everything that comes to being in work.
Yeah.
Was there something about Thought Machines internship that really drew you to it when you were looking for which one to go for?
Yeah, so I've been applying for several internship programs at a time. And I choose Thought Machine because it's like one of the places I feel like I can be myself when working here and I can actually learn something from here. Because most of the internship programs I'm applying for them, they're either using like AI to do the interview or it just, as Melissa has told before, they just give you like a big project for everyone to working on so you can not really learn something from it. But I remember when I was doing my second interview at Thought Machine, I was very nervous because I was asking about what if I have some skills that I'm not familiar with? And can I just still working here if I don't know the thing you listed on the hiring website? And I remember the interviewer was reassured me and he said that it's all good and I will learn what I needed on this job in the future. So I don't need to worry about that. So they said they weren't expecting a student who's still studying in the university to be a pro straight after out of the school. So yeah. That thing, that just made me really comfortable to join this company to do the internship program.
Yeah, there are some companies who just grab hold of good talent, even if you don't know everything. I had a lady on this podcast who said to me, I went for an interview and they needed me to do C++ and I didn't know C++. And I learned 2 weeks before and I barely just passed. And the company that she was interviewing for didn't care. They just loved the fact that she learned that for her interview and said, you're just somebody that loves to learn new things. So we're going to hire you and train you up in everything that we need, because we know you're very new, but it's just showing that you're willing to learn and soak everything up like a sponge. So they obviously grabbed hold of you and just said, yes, come on board and we'll teach you everything that anything that you're missing is usually a sign of a really good company. Kia, yourself, what about you? Why did you pick an internship and why did you pick Thought Machine?
Yeah, so as I was saying, obviously, kind of decided to an internship to see whether software engineering was the right career for me. Obviously, I kind of thought it was something that I was really interested in, but I wanted to kind of double check that rather than waiting to like go into the real world and have a real first job and then potentially find out that I don't like it. So that's kind of why I wanted an internship. Obviously, the people around me, like most of them were like applying and I was like, oh yeah, okay, fine. This is a thing people do. Like I should probably do it too. Yeah, so that's kind of why I was looking for an internship. And then in terms of Thought Machine, I think the thing that really drew me to Thought Machine was the culture. Everyone here seemed like super friendly. Like even with the interview, I felt really comfortable. Similar to what Cheng Cheng said, like the interviewers were really good at kind of making you feel comfortable. And like if there was something you didn't know, that kind of like help you out a little bit with it. It was kind of like working collaboratively rather than just like quick fire questions, which is kind of what I'd experienced at some of the other interviews I'd done. So I kind of liked the aspect of it far more. And also with the Thought Machine internship program, as Daphne and Melissa both said, like you're kind of given your own project to work on. And within that, you're kind of integrated into a team at Thought Machine, as opposed to like being on a team with other interns. And I felt that was really helpful in terms of like being surrounded by people who had been at the company for 2, 3, 5, 10 years. Like they were really helpful in kind of answering any questions you had, or like just even just telling, like teaching you things about Thought Machine itself. Like I found that really helpful. And obviously it was quite nice just to be surrounded by like a completely different set of people. Cause obviously when you're in uni, you're kind of surrounded by people who are roughly your own age. And I think in the workplace, that's completely different. So it was really nice to have like real experience of that Thought Machine rather than just being surrounded by people your own age still.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, it sounds like it's a nice culture to be part of day to day. I love the fact as well that you mentioned about you didn't want to start a job and then realize, you know, you didn't like it. There is that worry always when, especially when you graduate and you go into the workplace, and then you have that worry of, do I stick this out so it doesn't look so bad on my CV? Maybe I should stick it out for like a year, but perhaps you really hate it and you've wasted a whole year because you didn't really get what you wanted or learn what you wanted. So an internship is a brilliant way to test the water as to where you want to go and what you want to do. So yeah, another benefit of internships. I feel like we're going to cover so many benefits of taking an internship today. I'm going to throw this out to the floor. So if anybody wants to pitch in with an answer, please do, or I will nudge. Can you share a memorable moment from your internship experience at Thought Machine that really stands out for you? Has anybody got a moment, a memorable moment that they would like to share?
Like the day of our presentations, internship project presentations, it was the last week and it was on Tuesday. And so everyone got to present what they did, what they accomplished on their like given project for the past like 9 weeks. And I was nervous because I was going to present like a whole like project that like I was working on. And it wasn't like, you know, a uni or like high school presentation. It was like a real work like presentation. So it was very scary. But after we were done, we got to celebrate the fact that the internship was over and it was a successful internship as well. So I guess like it was one of the most memorable moments at Thought Machine in the internship. And like the thing is, everyone was so happy and everyone was content. and everyone was so successful. I also listened to like all the other interns, and everyone accomplished so many things, and everyone learned a lot. So I guess there were no one that was like unhappy or like struggling or anything. And yeah, I just remember that.
Yeah, that's a brilliant example there of, again, you mentioned the presentation skills, which is actually not something that you would have learned as part of your internship. But then right at the end, throwing that in is just a brilliant workplace soft skill to have to learn. Because we run hackathons throughout the year. And when we ask the teams to present at the end, I can see their faces go as I hand them a microphone. And I'm like, you know, we encourage everybody to say something. And if you haven't done that before, it can be quite nerve-wracking, but so important to learn and to get comfortable doing that. Because like you said, you will be presenting throughout your career in the workplace. So yeah, really throw you in the deep end there.
And the thing is, like, everyone at Top Machine actually cared about the internship presentations. Mm-hmm. So the room was filled with like people working at Top Machine, and they were actually interested in our like projects as interns. So they actually listened to us and they asked so many questions. And yeah, they were really friendly and they were actually caring.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good to hear. Anybody else memorable moment that they would like to share?
I have a memorable moment that actually correlates to Melissa's. It's actually the background of the presentation. One thing I remember very vividly is us preparing for a presentation. So at the time, there was a sort of a presentation coach called Rosie Fletcher. She had done drama classes in the past, and she helped Thought Machine employees and interns prepare for presentations. And we spent like, I think, a couple of hours training on presentation skills. And I think that was the most memorable part of the presentation to me, because it was like, whoa, like they actually support interns for their presentation skills, even though, you know, I mean, as important as it was to us, it wasn't that important to the company-wide, you know, the projects had their small impact, but, you know, they were out there training us and supporting us in all ways. And I thought that was very, very nice of them to do.
Yeah, really valuable experience. Instead of, like what I mentioned, me handing you a mic, off you go, you know, and you can tell who's used to that and who's used to just keeping the mic in the right place. And instead of just expecting you to know and to get over all of those things in one go and then deliver your presentation. So such valuable training to be able to do that. And to get over your nerves a little bit as well. I was like that many years ago, and I was sent on a training course to speak in public. And I remember I just wanted to run. I just wanted to go. I was like, this is not for me. But suddenly it dawns on you throughout your career that you're going to have to do it at some point. And presentations are really important to what you do. So to have somebody to help you along the way is really invaluable and brilliant from Thought Machine. Any other memorable moments from your other ladies?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think for me, like, I definitely agree with Melissa and that, like, the presentations were super memorable. I think for me, even just like the first day of like coming into Thought Machine and like the first tour you do and then like meeting your team, I found that really memorable. Like, I can still remember that quite clearly because it was like the first time I've ever experienced something like that. And like, it was kind of like, it felt like you were meeting people you were going to be with for like the rest of the summer. So obviously it's quite a long time when you first kind of get there. It passes very quickly because, you know, having so much fun. But like, I think that was really memorable to me. And also getting like our full-time return offers. So I think when I got that, I was honestly just so happy because I'd enjoyed my time here so much. And like, I was really excited to come back. Like, to me, it was like, oh, okay, cool. I just have to do a year of uni and then I get to come back and work here full-time. And that's exactly what I wanted. So I was really happy with that as well. And that was really memorable.
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely getting the full-time offers. Like, that day, I remember we were talking to each other. And I was like, you got it? Yes, I got it as well. And that was so fun.
Yeah, like, really happy for us. We were all, like, finding out that we all got them and we were all going to be back here next year. Yeah. And, like,
back together.
And the thing is, like, we all started at around the same time this year as well, in September. So it was just like a reunion, and like now we're like working full time, and it's still going amazing.
Yeah. Cheng, what was your moment like when you got your offer through?
Yeah, so one of my memorable moments is, I got so many memorable moments, but one of them is, so it was the week before the presentation. So quite similar, but at that time, my team decided to have a cross-team knowledge share session, so about my project. So at that knowledge share session, not only my team, but also people from other teams who's not familiar with my internship project at all, we also joined. And they want me to host the entire meeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like a
throw you big, in at Thought Machine.
Yeah, that was really a big task for me by the time. So like before that, you know, I'm just a student studying in the university. So I somehow still treat myself like just an intern. So I'm still learning from all the other colleagues in the company. So even though my team tried their best to treat me like one of them, involving me in all the meetings and all the trainings and all the stuff, but I just still feel like I'm just a student learning all the stuff from other people.
And yes, instead of being looked after by one person, and that's it. And then you kind of exit the company and that's it. You were working with lots of different departments.
Exactly. And that's why I was super nervous about knowledge share. So, but after I go through all the process, I prepared the presentation, I got the PowerPoint thing done, and I was really standing in the stage and answering the question from all the other colleagues. And that moment, I just suddenly realized I was actually doing something. I was actually doing the real work. And that was really amazing. Just super cool. Yeah, I just feel like I'm not just a student anymore. I'm also a full-time employee somehow. I'm actually contributing to the company. So
yeah, and that's, you all talk about it with passion as well.
Which
is clear that you all did want to come back and become a full-time employee, which is coming across from all of you. I wanted to ask you a little bit about challenges or obstacles. How did you navigate any challenges or obstacles you encountered during your internship, particularly as a female engineer in a predominantly male industry, as opposed to when you were at university? Did any of you feel that you came across challenges or obstacles during your internship?
I think I actually came across like less almost in my internship. Like, I feel like I was not treated differently here at all, despite being female. Like, I didn't feel like that really impacted my experience at Thought Machine at all. Obviously, uni, it kind of varied person to person. Like, that was kind of very different. But definitely at Thought Machine, I felt like everyone was super welcoming, and like there was no difference in how we were treated between like us and the other male interns.
Yeah, because also we were, I think, 13 interns, and out of the 13 interns, I think it was six female, seven male. And out of the 13 engineers, there were 13 interns. Sorry, there were 10 that were engineering interns, and that was a ratio of 5 to 5. Uh-huh. So, as an intern, yeah, I didn't really feel any discrimination, judging, or whatsoever. However, at uni it was a bit different.
Yeah, I agree.
At uni it was more so like I felt like I wasn't really taken seriously, or I had to work harder than my group, male dominated obviously, to prove myself. But at Thought Machine, not at all, actually. Everybody was so nice and so inclusive, and really it wasn't a problem at all. It almost felt like there was no gender, almost.
Yeah, that's lovely to hear. Well, as long as ladies feel like they can make it through university and they're not turned off, you know, in like second year, for instance, because they don't feel included, to then make it into the workplace and land in the right company, it sounds like all is fine now you're in the workplace. But it's interesting to hear that comparison between uni and work, especially at Thought Machine. Cheng, was that your experience as well? Or did you not experience that at uni and then when you came into Thought Machine?
Yeah, I personally don't think that my gender has affected how I did a challenge in Thought Machine, but I did encounter some challenges during in the university, because in my university, I think there was like a very limited amount of female who is studying computer science. So when we're doing like group work, they always allocate me to work with some other males, and they usually have their small group, so I can not really blend in, especially I'm not even from the UK, so I'm like from another country, and it became even harder for me to communicate and do other stuff. Yeah, but in here in Thought Machine, I feel like everyone is extremely friendly. You know, sometimes I cannot express what I really want to say, and they're always being very patient to listen what I want to say, and they provide me very, very valuable suggestions and ideas. So, yeah.
We tend to say on here that culture, when people talk about a really good culture at a company, that it's not something that is built overnight. So you mentioned patience and just people being used to being around a diverse workforce and how to work together and the benefits of bringing people from different cultures and backgrounds and to really embrace that. And that's not something that is built overnight. That's something that really takes a long time to build, and that companies work really hard to do that. And all of you have kind of mentioned that they're is a positive company culture at Thought Machine, and that you all kind of felt incredibly welcomed and not like a student that was there for a few weeks that wasn't going to contribute very much. It actually sounds like you're thrown in the deep end. So that's quite nice to hear. I wanted to move on to a little bit about professional development. In what ways did Thought Machine support your professional development and growth during your internship? Is there anything that you feel like they really supported you with? You've all mentioned presentations and public speaking and that kind of thing. Is there anything else that you felt that they helped you with professionally?
In the start of our internships, we didn't know anything. Like, we knew how to code, but like about Thought Machine or what Thought Machine used, what kind of tools they used there, we had no idea. But we had weekly academies, Thought Machine academies. So they were like an hour long lectures given by like other Thought Machine employees to us and to other new incomers as well. About like what they use, what tools they use, cloud, Thought Machine's products, etc., like everything. And I think it really helped us understand how these tools are used, not just Thought Machine wise, but also like technology wise as well, because they're not just used by Thought Machine, but they're like Kubernetes or like many other stuff that was there, basically. I didn't know before that. Like, I knew the name, but I didn't know how they worked. So I think Thought Machine also taught us that. And the presentations as well. The presentation skill lectures was really good as well.
Yeah, which all of that does help you when you do move on to your next role, whenever it may be. Kind of just makes you a well-rounded employee ready for wherever you do go next. And some companies are very good at that, just realizing that we need to train you up. You might move on, but also we'd love you to come back at some point and have lots of new wonderful skills when you do come back. Anybody else? Was there anything that you felt really supported your professional development and growth during your time?
Yeah, I definitely back up Melissa's statement with the academies, the fact that we had academies and group of interns, also new joiners, engineer new joiners. It was kind of a smooth transition between uni and work, being, you know, in a classroom, but actually learning about stuff that you are going to use in real life at Thought Machine. I think that was really nice to have. And yeah, very smooth, very easy to make that sort of uni to work transition. Also, something that I really liked was there was like this buddy setup. So each intern had a buddy in their team to guide them through any questions they might have. And that buddy was actually like dedicated to answer every one of your questions every single day, which that was really nice, you know, like everybody's so busy, and sometimes you don't know who to turn to ask questions. You don't want to bother people because they seem so busy. So having a nominated person that you know you can always bother was really, really nice to have. And they were so patient. I mean, personally, my buddy was very nice and I felt comfortable.
And great personal development for the buddy as well, because they might not have experienced that before.
That's
good for them to learn and to be a mentor to you in your internship.
Yeah, no, it's definitely also a good tool to touch down on a little bit of management maybe and see what that's like. Also, something I think was very nice from Thought Machine was our projects were allocated based on our interests on our CV. So I don't know if it applied to everybody, but for myself, my project was correlated on some interest that I had on my CV. And I thought it was very nice and personal.
Yeah, that's nice that they took the time to do that so you can really shine in the areas that you're really good at.
Yeah.
Instead of just chucking you into something that you might hate. You're not going to get the most out of that. Ladies, I'm going to move on because I don't want to run out of time. So please jump in on the next question if you wish. What advice would you give to other aspiring female engineers who are considering applying for internships or entering the tech industry? Melissa, I can see you smiling. I feel like you're going to say just apply and just go for it is going to be your advice.
From my past experiences, I felt like I wasn't good enough, or like I wasn't smart enough for anything. But then like observing like males in the same like place that I am, they actually trust themselves. They believe in themselves a lot more, even though they're not better than me. So I guess like even if you are not qualified for it, just like trust yourself and I don't know, just like go for it and try it.
Yes, I hear that often about men just going for something and ladies perhaps wondering whether or not they have the skills, they tick all the boxes, that sort of thing. Chen Cheng, I can see you smiling as well. You're all smiling like you've all had the same experience. Chen Cheng, is that something that you felt as well?
Yeah, I feel similar. And I also feel like the technology industry is actually, in my opinion, a great fit for women. Because I feel like the gender doesn't really matter in this industry, because it's all about your brain, your skills and your personal abilities. And it's actually very fair to think about that, because if you work hard and prove yourself, you can just keep moving up. So right now, I know there's a shortage of women in this industry. Part of it is because of the kind of outdated stereotype, like women are not suitable for engineering roles. And I personally have heard that a lot when I was young. And also, there might be a reason, like this is like currently a male-dominated environment. It can be intimidating for the women. But I really want to reassure everyone, every woman who wants to step into this industry, that there's no need to worry, because in technology, there's actually no difference between a male's brain and a woman's brain, as long as you got the skills, so you can easily build up your own path.
Yeah, brilliant advice. Just to go for it. And as well, when you do find the right company, you shouldn't feel like you can't get on there and stay just because of your gender. Really nice advice. Kieran, Daphne, any advice that you would give? Is there anything that you wish somebody had told you before you took an internship?
Yeah,
I think for me, it's like, especially when I was applying, I was like, I don't even do a computer science degree. Like, I feel like I'm not going to belong here. But I think it was like just taking that leap and actually applying that really helped, because like it really boosts your confidence when you like get these offers and you're like, oh, okay, like I am good enough. And like, I think in terms of like what Melissa said about like guys not really knowing more, they're just slightly more confident about knowing it. And I think like you really see that more when you're actually in the workplace, that like you don't know less, like you know the same amount, it's just you thought you knew less. And I think that's kind of quite nice, because you kind of come out of it not only with like this much more experience, but also with a bit of a confidence boost as well, like knowing that you know what you know, and like that's a good thing kind of thing.
Yeah, the imposter syndrome is real. but you can't let it take over. I think my advice would be to maybe receive mentorship from a woman that is where maybe you would want to be. Because, I mean, you know, surrounding yourself with people that empower you is great. But when it's men, sometimes it's a bit difficult to identify to that person and actually follow the same route as they did because, well, you know, sometimes it's easier for them because they're more listened to, or there could be some favoritism. You know, like, it depends of where you are, which brings me to my second point, which is find a company that values diversity. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just changes your whole experience, especially when it's your first role and you really take so much from your first role about whether or not you even want to stay in tech and where you want to move and what you want to do next. It's so, so important to, as you said, move into a company that really values diversity and doesn't just say they do and then they put out one tweet on International Women's Day and then do nothing else all year. We see that a lot. But we love the companies that we work with because they are really passionate about diversity and it really does show, especially when we talk to their workforce. We can always see it shining through in the people that we talk to. Based on that, looking back at your internship experience, how has it shaped your aspirations and goals for your future career in engineering? Kia, you mentioned a little bit about confidence. That has really increased confidence. And how has that shaped your aspirations and goals for where you want to go next?
I think for me, like, I wasn't, as I said, obviously, I wasn't always, like, 100% sure on, like, doing software engineering. And I think part of that was obviously not being sure whether I was good enough compared to like the other people going into it, just because like the guys always seem so much more confident, and like there's not really that many women in software engineering still. Obviously Thought Machine is different in that sense, we've got quite a lot of us, but like I think in terms of now having done like the internship and now being in the workplace with like a lot of other women, it's like it is quite helpful in seeing like other women in kind of higher up roles. So it's like you kind of know that you can like strive for that in the future rather than just being like kind of stuck at where you are. And it's really nice to see like women in like higher up positions, because then you know kind of what you're aiming for and like you know that it's possible, which is really nice, I think.
Yeah, and to have them at different stages as well. So sometimes it's really hard to think, okay, well, there's a female CIO, but I don't know how I'm going to get there. So you kind of want to see the next step and the next step. So yeah, having them at all levels is so important as well. Anybody else that want to share how your internship has shaped their aspirations and goals?
I wasn't sure if I wanted to pursue a career in software engineering, to be fair. I was thinking of like going into academics or I was like thinking of maybe doing some computational science or like research projects, etc. But after the internship, I realized how much I really wanted to work in the industry. And I actually accepted that return offer without even like thinking about like a year after, because I was so convinced and I was so I just knew that was the right decision.
Yeah, that's nice that you'd been through that and you didn't even get to the end thinking it actually is engineering still for me. It was just cemented that you're going to choose that as a career. And whether or not you accepted the offer at Thought Machine or you wanted to go elsewhere and try something else, at least you came out feeling like this is definitely a career for me, and that you were sure of it by then. Ladies, we're almost out of time and I want to ask you one last question. What do you think Thought Machine did that made you feel confident as a woman to return to Thought Machine and to work there full time? Is there anything that you felt like they really pushed you and made you feel confident enough to do that?
So I think for me, it was not being treated differently at all, which I really valued. Like, obviously, as I mentioned before with uni, it was like, there were times where like people treated you differently because you're a woman, like they might not take you seriously or they just assume you're not smart. And I feel like there was absolutely none of that Thought Machine. Like, they just kind of assumed I knew things until I said I didn't. And there was absolutely no different treatment, which I really loved. And I think that was kind of my main thing with coming back. Obviously, the culture was amazing. I really enjoyed kind of what I was doing. But yeah, I think the main thing was like how I was treated. That was really, really good.
Yeah, I agree with Kia. One, I think to me, the main thing is Thought Machine does know how to market their workplace. They, you know, do those end of week presentations, last celebrations, and people are very nice and you're very well treated as an employee. And I mean, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, there was the International Women's Day. And it was not only that day that it was celebrated, it was actually the entire week. We had like three or four presentations and some, like an option to buy a book through charity. And
in like one of the presentations, like the person doing it, like commented that there was more men than women in the room, which was like quite
rare. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's telling of a company, that there are lots of male allies that are involved as well. Yeah.
Like, it is quite nice to kind of see that.
Yeah, definitely. And also the fact that we're here doing this podcast with you comes to show that Thought Machine cares about women's voice. And yeah, that's very much appreciated.
Yes, exactly. That they partner with lots of external networks that can help with that, and us as a community, obviously, we want everybody to really excel as part of our community, and we love talking to our partners' employees to hear it from the horse's mouth as to what it's actually like to work at a company, because it really does come through in people's voices and what they say as to whether they're genuine and they really do love it. Which all of you definitely have done today. Melita, was there anything that you felt like Thought Machine did that made you feel confident as a woman?
To be fair, since I never realized my gender in this industry at Thought Machine, what I was doing, it didn't make me feel any less. So I actually never thought about this, because this actually never affected me in any case. So I guess in some way it made me feel like I'm not less of anything. So we're just equals and we just do our work and everyone is amazing and everyone is capable of doing what they're doing.
Yeah, which is a much better feeling. Cheng, yourself, you mentioned that your team had been very patient and just felt, you know, you just felt very included in everything. Was there anything else in there that just made you feel really confident about saying yes and actually coming back and being full time?
Well, yeah, I feel similar as what Melissa feels. So I feel like gender really doesn't matter at all in this company. So everyone is treated equally. When I was doing my internship, everyone, all employees are super friendly and I feel respected by them as an employee, but that has nothing to do with my gender. So plus, as people mentioned before, so during the internship, the gender ratio was perfectly balanced, six females and seven males, and having plenty of female interns around me also make my whole experience even better because I never felt alone. So. Yeah, so I know that this company values my skill and abilities. So that is also why I decided to come back to work here.
Yes.
After I graduate.
That's lovely to hear that you didn't feel alone, that you're not thrown into a program and then just spat out the other end and felt very lonely. It sounds like all of you were incredibly supported during your internship and quickly grab hold of your offer. So that is lovely to hear. Ladies, I could talk to you about this for another 3 hours, but we are already come to the end. So it has been an absolute pleasure. Melissa, Cheng, Kia and Daphne, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And to everybody listening, as always, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to see you again next time.